Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a mixed trading session today on this holiday shortened week. Corn futures up 4 cents, 378 and a quarter. Soybeans were in the red all day long, down 3 and a quarter in the January beans at 1047 and three quarters. One thing to note about the bean complex, as it has been over the last few months, the strength that we've seen has been coming from the soybean meal. December soybean meal closed up about $11 at around $402 a ton. And that's just continued volatility, and that really caused the soybeans to really move a lot in the last 10 minutes or so of trading. They had about a 10-cent trading range going into the close. Wheat futures traded positive all day, 3.5 higher in the Kansas City wheat, 4 or so cents higher in the March Chicago wheat. Did see a big rally in December 14 Chicago wheat, up 10 cents at 561. If you look at the chart, and of course down here in the Southern Plains, we watch Kansas City wheat. If you look at that chart, we're getting to levels we haven't seen since the first part of September. You throw in that strength and you throw in the fact that we're above the moving averages. It looks like there could be some continued positive moves, especially if the weather doesn't get positive.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Most of the government reports will be delayed. For instance, the sales report that normally released on Thursday morning will be delayed until Friday morning. But we're expecting for beans 800 to 1 million metric tons. Last week was a disappointing 483. For wheat, we're expecting anywhere from 325 to 450. Last week, we were 362. And for corn, 700,000 to 900,000, where last week we were at 909,000 metric tons. Hedge funds were continued to be long corn and beans and short wheat, 940 million bushels long corn, wheat short 70 million bushels, and soybeans long 220 million bushels. A lot of people are expecting that wheat to become positive or long, especially if we stay above these critical support levels. And now first notice day is this Friday, after the holidays we come back. And then on Friday, we have some modified trading hours. We're going to open up 8:30 a.m. and close at noon. Typically, we would open up, of course, on Thursday night at 7 and trade all the way, almost all the way through Friday at 1:15. And some economic research suggests $97 billion farm net income this year, down from $113 in August and $123 last year.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Tom. Recapping today's markets, December live cattle closing down 90 at 169.25, February down 135 at 169.67, January feeder cattle 87 lower at 230.50, March down 57 at 229.35, December lean hogs unchanged at 90.95, February down 27 at 89.55. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat up 3 3/4 at 621, March up 4 1/4 at 623 1/4. December Chicago wheat up 10 1/2 at 562. December corn up 4 at 378 1/4, March up 4 1/4 at 391 1/2. January soybeans 4 lower at 1047, March down 3 1/2 at 1052 3/4. December cotton up 175 at 61.41, March up 72 at 60.03. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith. From our family to yours, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.